Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. A little Dire Straits bringing this back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Check out my blog, the articles, archives, Brain Trust members, etc., etc. All right there. The knowledge base, don't forget that as well. And we have a poll question on the homepage that we ask every week, a different one. This week's it's about politics. And frankly, the question is, if the election were today, would you be more likely to vote for a Republican or a Democrat? And Jim House is our guest, folks. He's the author of Saving America. And Jim, in that poll question, I make the note that by now all Tea Party members are on the Republican ticket. But the truth is the people who are Tea Party followers, they're throwing Republicans out of office all over the place, aren't they?
They really are, and they're trying to get to. Somebody says I'm a conservative Republican and goes into Washington and votes for a lot of these big spending bills isn't really a conservative.
That's what they did to Castle in Delaware.
Right.
And that's
right.
What they did to Murkowski in Alaska.
And there's a guy, I believe, in Denver too. There's
So
quite a few of them.
So I'm very excited about any group of people that are willing to do what these folks have done. I think that that's, in my opinion, one of the healthiest things that's ever happened to the United States of America in a long time has been this movement, this Tea Party movement. And I'll tell you what else. I think the press, to minimize them, they do it at their own peril. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think I've heard a new term for the press. Instead of Main Street press, it's the Lame Street.
Lame Street Press, that's a good one.
They really just missed the whole thing. Really.
Let's talk about your 5-point plan to boost the economy. The first one you say is a tax investment credit on equipment for business. Now, so we've already got the ability to write off, to expense up to $250,000 a year. There's a new bill out there that just passed. I don't know all the details. It may accelerate that a little bit, but you're not talking about a deduction. You're talking about a credit, aren't you?
Yeah, tax credit.
Like the old investment tax credit we used to have back in the 70s and 80s.
When Kennedy came into office, he put in an investment tax credit. If any capital expenditures you made, you'd get a 10% credit. I happen to be selling IBM computers at that time.
Yeah.
And whether you leased or purchased the equipment, you got the same tax credit.
Yep.
It was great. And people that were ready to buy a machine or system anytime in the next 3 years, they would expedite that
right.
And buy it now just to take advantage.
I agree with the investment tax credit thing because it's a credit, folks. It's not a deduction. You actually get money. You actually get, you know, you get taxes taken away from you, from, you know, taken off your bill. And we used to call it the old ITC. And Jim, the only thing about it is, right now, I think that would increase investment some, but the problem is that every time we increase investment in equipment and technology, we diminish the likelihood that a company will hire a new employee. We've got a jobs problem right now, not an investment problem. What do you think?
No, I think we probably have both. Points that I recommended is that we do have an employee hiring bonus. Many states have had those in the past, but I think the federal government could have one that pays give us a credit of 20% of the first year's salary. And we get people off of the unemployed rolls.
Yeah.
And it would be an incentive to get started.
I'd like to have that because we've hired two people this year. Another one of your ideas is to lower taxes for small businesses. From your mouth to the federal government's ears, Jim, because this is something, if you lower taxes for small business owners, you will create jobs.
That's right. And there's been three sets of presidents that have done just that. Kennedy did it, and prior to him, Harding and Coolidge did it in 1920. And then Reagan did it also. Yep. He lowered taxes for everybody.
Well, of course, Bush did it in 01 and 03.
And Bush did it.
He did the same thing. This is something that President Obama doesn't understand, that I wish he could learn, that if you want to grow jobs, don't grow the government, grow small businesses.
Well, he thinks when you add a government job, that's a real job. That's a cost.
It's not exactly. No, that's an expense. That's not even an investment. If you and I hire an employee, Jim, we think of it as an investment, because we're going to make some money. Hopefully the company will make money on that employee. But when you hire a government employee, there's no investment there. It's only an expense.
Yeah, and there's been several studies done, whether it's better to cut taxes and reduce spending as opposed to increase taxes and increase spending.
Mm-hmm.
Which one has the best impact in cutting taxes and reducing spending? Just about every time works better than the other.
Well, it's a compounding effect, but what the problem we've had in the past couple of times, we had it with Reagan, we had it with Bush, is we cut taxes, but the government didn't stop spending.
No.
That was the problem, and that compounded the other way. Hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break. Right back after these messages with Jim Houts. He's the author of Saving America, Common Sense Solutions to Washington Nonsense. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.